Okay, hold on. You're telling me there's a reason for all of this?
You mean I'm not just a human? Here to just get by in this life?
No, you're a light. And that's why you're here, right now, listening to us, the Seven Stars, where each week we bring you the energy of now, helping you understand yourself from the inside out and providing you the tools and the relief to live this life free.
Here is where the truth begins.
So in this moment, we have arrived at May in linear time, which is, we always say that when we hit a new month, like, how are we here? But as we're here right in this moment, it is like you are standing in the middle of a flower stem. Okay, so just notice yourself right off the hop, that you're standing in the middle of this flower stem and you are in creation itself. So notice you have never ever been here before because you've always been living down at your roots. And now if you imagine you're standing in the middle of the stem and everything is around you. And notice right away, before we even entered into this month, but really hard in these last and early days of May, all of a sudden it's like water from a hose has been spraying your stem and flower. And notice that the overwhelm is very, very easy to entertain. Notice that as this water hits you, as you stand in the middle of the stem, notice the things that are distracting you, pulling at you and trying to pull you away from being in the center of creation. This water from this hose is blasting you so hard right now, and everybody alive has experienced this. But notice as that water hits, what is it that is pulling you away from creating and becoming the bloom and the flower that you are? So here we are with Becca and Skylar, and I'm going to begin with the May energy report, but I felt that we needed to hear that first. So listen to my voice wherever you are. Close your eyes if you need, and take this in. As remember that my words, when I speak them, are literally energy doing what it needs to do. So breathe and relax, and when we come out, we will help and explain and hold your hand to guide you through. May, you're standing in the middle of the sea. Notice the wind is picking up and all of a sudden a hurricane begins and you're in the eye. You begin to spin. Feel the eye begin to stretch out. See everything in your life that you have ever touched, every single person you have said hello to, every song you listen to, every piece of food you have eaten, every cent you have spent, all of it. Every single thing begins to swirl around you as you spin in this eye. Feel the hurricane, gain speed. Feel the speed, notice the speed. And if this was a treadmill, you turn the speed up. Feel it swirl and spin. And everything begins to pour into the eye of the hurricane. Let it drop. Let it in. Feel the top of your head open up like a treasure box. Good. Let it all in. Let it drop in. And now all of a sudden, everything settles. Feel the wind stop. Feel the waves settle. See all of a sudden the clouds remove. They slide away and feel the sun. Feel the sun. And all of a sudden, you're in a garden and you're just coming out of the soil or you're blooming. Feel yourself grow. And sway back and forth as you breathe in and out and lock into the sun and you feel you're here, you're alive. You're the flower that feels, that has feelings, that is alive. You're back and before you go, see a flower in front of you now. And if you were in the movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, you walk into the petals of the flower, the rose. See yourself walk right into the eye. Lay down in its center and breathe and become. Feel the sun rays hit you. The moon shine on you and see the stars wink at you. And lay here, allowing for the integration to become. And then all of a sudden, the day you enter into May, you see it all over the place. Puzzle pieces that you have collected. Your pockets are full. They are overflowing. You see them everywhere. And you spent the first 10 days picking them up, gathering them as they are everywhere. It's mind-blowing to you how you're finding them and how they appear to you. And you say over and over and over again, I cannot believe this. And it's like currency is falling from the sky. And it is, because if you're looking and listening and if you're understanding yourself, by the 12th of May, you see what has taken place since August of 2020. You got yourself here. And you listened. You collected. You trusted. And most of all, you emptied and made choices for this time to take place. Now, every single person alive is experiencing this. But if you're full, you will feel the collision and release of what you need to find the pieces for yourself. Some people are collecting and truly birthing creation, and some are just beginning to find their pieces that alter their life. It doesn't matter. But if you feel full, it's all the puzzle pieces that have entered into you. And no matter what you do, there will be a birth, an explosion this month for the pieces to come out. How that looks for each person is each their own. It's not scary. It's not bad. It just is to allow you to purge and let go. Now, as you collect these pieces, it's that moment outside of time that you're still in. And you're seeing that everything and absolutely everything is a puzzle piece that clicks together to form the creation of who you are. And by the time you hit the middle of the month, you will see the coins from April were simply this. The pieces you needed within yourself to click it all together. And when that happens, you feel alive. You feel a rush of sugar move through your spine. And there's moments that turn into days this month when you say either, what the fuck is happening? I'm glowing, or I'm wilting. Either one will show you the choice to make a choice in a choice month and year. And you will see how you ask yourself over and over again, is this who I am? Is this how I want to feel and be? And if there is even a singular no to even one thing, you know that your coin is showing you the puzzle piece that simply needs to be moved to create the picture and creation of you and your bloom. And I'm going to repeat that. And you will see how you ask yourself over and over and over again, is this who I am? Is this how I want to feel and be? And is there even a singular no to even one thing? You know that your coin is showing you the puzzle piece that simply needs to be moved to create the picture and creation of you and your bloom. So in short, don't you see? You're in creation, the beginning of it all, the conscious creator of your life, and the puzzle pieces are all over the place. You're finding them nonstop. When you click them together, what do you feel and what do you see?
That was good.
That just makes me really excited.
Yeah.
It makes me so pumped.
I mean, I think we're almost a week into May, and I feel like we have a lot of walked experience already to help you.
Well, and something that was coming to me while you were reading the first bit of the energy report with the eye of the storm and then the center of the flower. What's amazing is what I was seeing is whether you're in the eye of the storm or the eye of the flower, it doesn't fucking matter. But I was specifically seeing the hurricane is all the things that are like circulating and flying around you or dumping on top of you. Are you fighting that and denying that, or are you surrendering to it and allowing it to hit you, allowing yourself to move through it so that when the sun does come, you have relief? The sun is there. You don't have a whole bunch of a mess to clean up. Or are you denying it? And then all of a sudden you're beneath the fucking sun. You're sweating balls because there's so much debris around you that you denied to see while it was circling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and to build upon that, I want to share what the first part was. That was an activation of where you're in the eye of the hurricane and then you're in the petal. So I just want to explain that so you can really apply it to your life. So that's the a big time energy experience of this time out of time energy. So the first part where I was reading that, that's you being the creator of your life. So what you need to understand, that first part where you're in the eye of the hurricane going to the rose, you are quote unquote manifesting. You are creating, you are gathering things right now in this moment, and it's not necessarily showing in density yet. Because we are in this trifecta energy, this time out of time for these 3 months, each month, each moment, we're doing stuff beyond what your mind can understand for a version of yourself in the future. So that first part is you are literally understanding that you are going to be a bloom. You are going to be a flower, whether it be 6 months down the road, a year down the road, whenever it is. So you are in this moment right now as if you were in the bloom. So I hope that makes sense for everybody. You're doing the work ahead of time for the creation that's coming out of your rose down the road. So yes, you're gathering, you're letting all these things in, you're letting it come down. And that is the first part, is for a version of you that hasn't quite yet manifested in density, but you're doing the energetic work now. And me as an example, and as a somebody who has lived this already, a lot of all of my life, all of my work is this, where I would already be in the hurricane 6 months, a year, 3 months, a month, whatever it is, early, quote unquote, for it then to happen in density. Our window of what I would call manifesting to density result is still 6 months in linear time for
things to come to fruition.
Bigger things, I guess. Mm-hmm. You have instant things, but there's like bigger things on a molecule level that I just am not going to... That's a YouTube. That's not a podcast about why we're at that 6 month of creation for certain things. Skylar?
Well, I mean, the plant imagery is so great because plants... And this is just kind of always refers back to everything. Plants always go in two directions. Right. They don't just go up. Mm-hmm. And the bigger the plant goes up, the deeper the roots have to go. Mm-hmm. If you look at, say, like a tree outside, its root system is at least as big as its...
height, yeah.
As its height.
Right.
As broad as its leaves go.
Yes, yeah.
Its canopy. Canopy is the word I'm going for.
Right.
Because that's part of the work. That's finding that balance. You cannot get too big and have small roots. Otherwise, it fall over.
Right,
you cannot just put the roots down. Otherwise, you cannot reach up to grow.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to find that balance of like doing the work and going down and growing at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
Which comes because
happens simultaneously together.
Mm-hmm. Which comes into so many different aspects, because it's even as a matter of like watering your plants. If you do shallow water, the roots stay closer to the surface. Where if you really saturate your roots, the roots can actually grow down into the water or look for that water, versus they know the water is just on the top, which again, how are you feeding your plant? What are you doing?
Well, and I feel
everything kind of matters in the grand scheme of things, but you have to kind of be aware of the why and the how so you can go through it, so you can find that balance between growth and structure.
Well, I think it's being totally okay and getting to that neutral space of like knowing your depths, which is like the roots, and then knowing your heights, which is the stem, the leaves, the flower, and the petals, and not being victim to, say, either or.
Well, the foundation of all of our work now is coming out of me at a rapid rate. And if you were on our Instagram, I changed... the words to explain this, our work and everything. And it is the foundation of the garden and being a flower now.
And the seed of
you. And the seed of you. So I really just want to talk about that to segue into this energy. And that's what we're really feeling with these puzzle pieces and the whole thing. So for years and years and years on this podcast, because this podcast has literally walked us through, it is a archive of how we got here. And it's so fucking phenomenal because the early podcasts are the back end of all of this to get into the truth. So, you know, when we had plant rehab and we had plant all back in the day, like we were doing all of this. We were just doing it from the program standpoint, the other floor standpoint. This is now the truth. So what we are now here to do is we are here to help you find the seed within to remove what isn't yours, understanding yourself and how to sustain in your garden to create a life of your dreams. So we're doing a whole separate podcast after this for you guys to really kind of break that down. But what we're sharing is that you literally are learning how you have sprouted up now, okay? And all of these things, these
energy,
yeah, in this garden is hitting your sprout, okay? And everything around you is you're shocked by the water, by the sun, by everything around you. And it's trying to get you to distract. And it kind of just looks like like the hurricane, to be honest, or a compression that's trying to push and attack your sprout, okay, to move back down underground. But as you have sprouted, there is these puzzle pieces, okay? And we can call them birds, we can call them bees, we can call them signs, we can call them whatever they are to remind you to stay above ground. So that's the big takeaway of these puzzle pieces, because last month, everybody some way or another found their coin. In our world, a lot of people found their coin with the understanding of their seed manipulation, meaning that if you look at yourself, everyone has a seed inside of them. Everyone's seed inside of them was chopped up, halved, whatever the case may be, and you're operating from a certain percentage or a really small percentage of what is truly you, or the other side is part of your lineage and your generational stuff. So that is trying to, I guess I would say the word, I hate to say it, but attack you right now.
Stunt the growth of your flower.
It's really trying.
Yeah.
Skylar?
No, I was just so sitting over here thinking, because we talk about plants and we talk about, you know, branches and stuff coming out and growth. But if you look at a tree, I mean, pretty much any tree outside, there's different levels of, I don't know, we'll use grooming for trees. Some people like a more wild, natural
maintenance.
Make the tree and allow things to kind of go out there. But with that, you're going to have branches kind of everywhere. Everything's kind of struggling to reach to the sun and get as big as it possibly can. But with that, a lot of the branches and stuff underneath have grown out. They get covered, so they just quit growing anymore. And the tree literally cuts off supply to that branch. But that branch is still there.
Right.
So some people, their trees are like that. Now you have to ask yourself, like, why am I leaving that branch there? Can I cut it off? Can I groom this thing, make it a little bit better? But then on the entire flip side, you have people that like are like bonsai trees. You know, they're forcing them into a certain shape, look a certain way, constantly trimming them.
Manipulating
them to look a certain way. Right? Everyone is trying to grow their tree out, and they're all kind of doing it in their own manner. And you have to find a balance that works for you. You cannot take a tree that you have let grown run wild, and then all of a sudden try and flip that into like a bonsai tree and shape it.
Yeah.
Right? You can, to a certain extent, get a certain amount of change done to that tree, but it'll still be a little bit more like quote unquote wild than a pruned, groomed bonsai tree. And a bonsai tree can go a little bit more wild and get a little bit less out of its structure. But they can't judge each other for their journeys. Right? But we can notice, hey, I like this, I like this, try and incorporate some of this and do that little bit of the work while still being you.
Yeah, and I feel that using this imagery, that majority of people have no idea who they are. So they're looking at everybody else and trying to really create their own tree or their own flower to literally duplicate instead of understanding who they are, being able to free themselves, being able to find their seed and let go of all the control. of how the tree needs to be groomed, how the tree needs to look, and allow it to just be. Mm-hmm. So if you have ever planted a garden, and I mean, I'm on that journey myself in density, it's like, literally, you let the flowers do its thing. Mm-hmm. You let it become. Mm-hmm. It does, you don't need to manipulate it. You don't need to go and scroll fucking TikTok for hours to get all the tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. But that's what the world does, is it tries to encapsulate you into this like fucking controlled box, this controlled state of being. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it, you in your natural state, you know how to repair your body. You know how to reverse age. You know how to heal. You can keep yourself free of disease. You can keep yourself in a state of being that the world told you that you couldn't.
Well, and what I love about this is like you specifically, because we live together, is I have watched you with the garden and you kept saying over and over, and you're like, oh my God, I need to stop judging myself for where my garden is at in fucking April.
Right.
So it's, I feel like people can apply that to themselves, and it's like, okay, so yeah, we're learning and we're growing. So where are we putting pressure on ourselves for our flower to be a certain way?
Right.
Where are we, you know, overwatering or underwatering and expecting it to be a certain way instantly?
Yes.
Instantly, and not allowing ourselves to slow down and trust the process. And you know,
here's the biggest takeaway of this month already, and what's happening, and what I would say is a huge puzzle piece for absolutely every single person alive, is accepting that you're an addict to your garden. Okay? Accepting that you are an addict to how you lived in your previous garden. So how you maintained it, how you groomed it, what Skylar's talking about, the connections you had in the garden, how you lived in the garden, how you just fucking functioned, what things in the old garden that fucking made you feel good and made you sustain, and the whole entire life that you lived, noticed how fucking addicted you are to the old garden. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it, it's like you have been transplanted with along with over 1 billion people into a new garden. And do you know what to fucking do? Because that is part of this fucking May energy, is you have been transplanted as a seedling. Okay. Look at that. It's like you were in the greenhouse, that you were constantly in a fucking tray. You were never fully growing to a flower. And if you did, there was of a benefit as to why you became a huge flower in the greenhouse or the factory. So now you have gone into the greenhouse, you pulled out your seedling out of the tray, and you fucking put it in your pocket, and you've now transplanted yourself in the true garden and the truth of who you are in the new world, in the correct soil. And that is where you get to see one of the biggest fucking puzzle pieces of your life, is how you're addicted to pain, to chaos, to drama, to stories.
Well, yeah, you say, do you know what you're doing? But you have to make sure that what you're doing is not in the old.
Exactly.
And if you do decide to go back into something that is old, what you do with it with some sort of open eyes, to come out of that experience with some sort of language.
Keyword, not again, closed eyes.
Again, what is your experience trying to show you?
Exactly.
Why are you doing these things? Just go back to the very early days of literally of the podcast and all those conversations. Like,
why you do what
if
you
you're going to do something and you gave yourself an experience, did you learn something from it? Because if you did, then why are we... why are you back in that experience again, again, and again, and again? You don't need to keep touching the stove anymore. You know the stove is fucking hot.
Well, typically, like in this sort of situation, there's one thing for us to see and to learn. So once we gather that and we have that aha moment within ourselves, it's the work to be like, okay, got it. I'm going to walk away from this, and I have better awareness and consciousness to how to move myself forward, and not to continue to go back and be like, okay, well, what else can I learn? What else can I learn? There must be more for me to fucking see here. It's like, no, I've seen it and I'm good.
Well, and the big thing with this, what Skylar just said and what you guys are saying, is May is really showing you something about yourself. Okay. So the first thing it's showing is you could be somebody who has zero fucking awareness. And I'm seeing that in new intakes, for example, they're like, what the fuck? I literally like, I've never even fucking considered not picking up the phone when somebody calls mm-hmm. me or texts me back. Mm-hmm. They're just starting with that, like their eyes are just starting to fucking open mm-hmm. and they're mind blowing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're gaining that like awareness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then there's a whole crop of people alive right now, and including people that I help and we help, that literally have all the fucking awareness. Okay. And they are really heavily peppered with amazing language. They see it all.
They know.
See it all. They've been in that old garden. They have really seen it all in the old garden. But now that they're in the new garden, they have to move beyond the awareness and be able to apply the action through consciousness. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I feel like Skylar should break that down because we kind of talked about it early. But that's a big thing that May is showing people, because they are distracted by the water hose and all of that. So they're lying to themselves to feed the addiction of having something, okay? And saying that they know, they have the awareness, they're going into victim, they have all the stories, to avoid applying consciousness and fucking just literally freeing yourself. It's that fucking simple now. And you know what awareness is? If you go back in this podcast, years ago, I talked about it. Awareness is personal responsibility and accountability. And people hate to hear that. They hate to have it because they can hide behind the words and they can do exactly what I've been talking about. Spin left and right, and not bloom up. You stay as a fucking sprout. And then you literally go back underground. You do not bloom. You do not create your stem to all of a sudden bloom and become the crater, which was the beginning of the fucking podcast with the activation. So Skylar, I feel like you should really talk about, you know, the struggles, I would say, the stories, the hardness that people are creating within themselves with having the awareness and then not applying the consciousness. Because it's a whole different category when you just start to like open up your glued eyes
yes.
and having awareness. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. But then there comes a point in your life where the external changes, but the internal feels like absolute hardness. Why? Because you haven't accepted where you are and who you are and hold that accountability for why you do what you do.
And what you're addicted to.
And what you're addicted to apply the consciousness.
Okay, so maybe let's start with like having all of the language.
Right.
And being able to describe things and know exactly, you know, maybe know that what they did was out of wounds, out of using the triangles as an excuse for some of the stuff that they said. So they can apply all like the headliner words mm-hmm. to their actions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they go, well, I guess I kind of had to go through that to see that. That is you, I mean, I call it throwing banana peels out in front of you, because if you kind of know what you're doing and you know it's not going to turn out well, then you're planning on slipping in the future.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is because I possibly what's going on is you're not used to the ease in which mm-hmm. you have.
Right.
You are addicted to the pain of always having a problem. Mm-hmm. So you are constantly setting yourself up for failure.
Exactly.
By saying, I needed to do this because of whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a few different things that I've kind of seen have come up is like, people are in relationships with friends and stuff like that, where they're like, well, I guess I kind of had to go through this. It's like, well, I knew all this, when I talked to this person, I kind of had a feeling it was bad. Then why not do something different? Mm-hmm. It's because you're addicted to the pain mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. you're so scared of the ease that comes with growing up.
Exactly.
You're addicted to the difficulties of growing left mm-hmm. and right. Mm-hmm. Or even digger deeper into the ground
right.
and moving all that soil and that dirt around. Mm-hmm. But the ease of popping up into a stem and into mm-hmm. a bud, that is what's scary. Mm-hmm. But what does our ego always love to do? It tries to find ways to hold you back.
Mm-hmm. The program, yeah.
That's yes. exactly what it's designed for.
The whole purpose, yeah.
It's designed to fucking keep you going left and right or spinning in a circle. Mm-hmm. So if we can create the problems, that means then we can fucking be busy dealing with the problems rather than fucking
creating your life.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and when we create the problems, it is truly from that old pattern in which we existed from and that we know so well. So we know how to control the problems that we're fucking creating for ourselves. And that creates the high, and that feeds the fucking addiction of where we once existed in the old garden.
Right.
Well, I mean, look at work. Work's a perfect example. The days where it's fucking absolute chaos, we're in flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can bounce around and fucking put out fires all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now take that same job and be like, hey, all I have to do today is fucking type up this one thing. I don't know what to do with the rest of my fucking day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's go find some fucking problems.
Let's go find the fires. Let's go find some fucking chaos.
Let's start looking on Facebook at our ex from 10 years ago. Yeah, let's start finding some pain. Yeah.
This is boring. Yeah. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm uncomfortable just sitting here because we've been programmed to just do for so long and constantly put out fires that when there's no fires to put out, we're almost starting fires to have something to do.
Well, yeah, and if you look at the old garden,
but you don't need to do that anymore.
No, and
that's where this realization comes into in this new garden is you don't have to do that anymore because you should know now after so many days or weeks or months of doing this work, you should start to see the pattern of how you live.
Right.
Which, as we go back to earlier, once you see the pattern of how you live, you know what you do. Mm-hmm. Let's either do the opposite of it or go into those experiences to try and change something different.
Yes.
To walk away with it so it's not constantly, well, I see the same thing again and again and again.
So then within that, are you continuing to say yes when you should be saying no? Mm-hmm. Or are you continuing to say no when maybe you should actually say yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, like it's those choices of yes and no. Like
what if... There should be some examples here. What if you always hang out with people? Mm-hmm. You know that. You always hang out with the same people. Mm-hmm. They always leave you exhausted.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know this, but you keep doing it anyways. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, because I feel like I need to learn something here.
Or it feeds my wounds. Yeah, you can use the language. You see that's your wounds.
So then you could say, okay, maybe I'll just quit hanging out with them. That's great. You made a different choice. But let's say you go back into it. Oh, and you start talking to them. What can you do different in that situation?
Yes. Right.
Can you control the air supply?
Yeah, the energy, are the frequency.
The conversation. Mm-hmm. Or are you just allowing what always plays out to always play out?
And to
or
annihilate.
Are you actually taking direction of your life and making some choices? Mm-hmm. Because if you actually try to change a normal hangout with your friends, and let's say it goes under, then maybe you actually have to step away. Mm-hmm. But what if because you've changed your pattern within that friend group, you've then altered the experience of you and your friends, and you guys can all change together.
But
we're so afraid of having to like change them or change myself, which changes them, that I might actually not be friends with them anymore.
Right.
That we don't, and we live in that pain, and we grow out to the left, and we grow out to the right.
Yeah.
Because, my God, if I had to grow up,
then
what? Oh, my God, that sounds weird. If I had to grow up, I might actually have to fucking turn into a flower.
Right.
Yeah.
Take that in.
Wow.
And that's me in a nutshell. Yeah. Honestly, that's the trifecta energy that we're in a nutshell. And as you're seeing, April was finding your coins. This month is finding your puzzle pieces. All of that is, so if you look at it, it's like last month was your awareness. This month is your choice. We're in a choice month. So last month you gained awareness. This month you have the choice to actually accept and own that you're a goddamn fucking flower. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do about it?
And do something different.
Exactly. And while you're doing that, you're able to apply the consciousness through the puzzle pieces that are coming at you. And the puzzle pieces, can we give language to the puzzle pieces for everybody, what that feels like, what that looks like? I can maybe give one example that I noticed right off the hop. One day we were out getting pots for the garden, and you know, I think I had like $130 or something like that. And we were just like looking at our week, and I said to Becca, like, oh, I gotta pay for the car, or I gotta do this, or I gotta do whatever. And then all of a sudden I was like, we're never going to be able to live.
Oh, yeah. You were like, we have to put our life on the sidelines. We're not going to be able to go out for dinner and experience anything. We're just going to have to hermit for 2 weeks.
Yes. So, I mean, that's all fake news. But you can see where you have that, like, seed manipulation. So that was a seed manipulation that came in for me. And then as soon as I saw it, I applied the action to be like, get a fucking grip, Coco. Like, you're fucking beyond fucking wealthy right now. Like, get a grip. And as I looked up to my left on the sign on the building across the street, it said millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's an example of a puzzle piece.
Yeah. It's just the things that we could say are outside of you that are affirming, say, the experience that you're having.
Yes. And here's another example that I had too. And I mean, it can look really like sign orientated, but it's literally...
It invokes a feeling because you're not looking for it. Right. You are not looking for it. That's something to understand too.
And it's like density is coming alive to the energy. So it's like your destiny and your density have collided this month. Okay. So we were driving a couple days ago and I had sent a painting to my brother. Okay. And there's a whole backstory to it with the seed manipulation, but I was in the car in this exact moment and all of a sudden I could see him like unrolling the painting, looking at the painting. I'm like in this moment in my, experience in the car, seeing this. And then all of the sudden I look over and I'm in Greece and this is not a common name. And I see this like tarp over top of a car in the middle of nowhere. Like we're not talking in the city. And it says Eldon, which is my dad's name. Lubricants. And Archana was with us and she was in the back seat and she's like, Coco, did you just see that? And I'm like, yeah. And then I said to everyone in the car, I was like, wow, you guys, I was just in this moment with this painting, this thing. And then all of a sudden I look to my left and there's my dad's name written on this, on the car. Mm-hmm. That's a puzzle piece. Mm-hmm. What is that puzzle piece showing? Say me. If you use the example of a sprout outside coming out of the ground and all the water and everything's trying to distract you and it's saying, give up, don't do this, don't do that, whatever it's saying, I got Eldon's lubricants.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I can feel that. Even, I mean, I'm not having any of that give up energy, but if I was, I'd be like, I can't even fucking lie to myself right now, even if I wanted to. I don't know how to explain the puzzle pieces without sounding very like 4D and like, oh, I...
That's okay.
Yeah. You got it, Skylar?
So what if you actually had physical density puzzle pieces?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say anywhere from 150 to like 1,000 piece puzzle. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter the number. You have puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone kind of knows the joy of like, searching there and finding something and clicking it all together. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
You can see the pattern of the picture.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the smaller the pieces, the bigger the pattern, easier to see, whichever. But now imagine you're taking those puzzle pieces and you flip, instead of having the picture up, you're having the backside of that puzzle up.
Okay.
So you can imagine the frustration that you would have trying to match up puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
Without having to see any sort of discernible pattern.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So you literally have got to go into every single puzzle piece, feel into it, line it up.
Feel its edges, its corners. Feel its edges,
set it aside. This one doesn't fit. This doesn't fit. And if you have 1,000 puzzle pieces, you might have to touch each and every single puzzle piece 3,000 times.
Right.
But are you learning anything from those 3,000 times to put your puzzle together, which goes back into earlier? You're kind of doing the same thing, but are you going to it with new awareness?
Mm-hmm. You're learning how to feel.
You're learning how to feel and put this puzzle versus together.
Think and control. Yeah.
So now imagine that all of a sudden, you like when you start off early in the work, that excitement for snapping a puzzle in there is clearly there.
Yeah.
Because I cannot I can only imagine the excitement you could have doing a puzzle upside down. And it's like, holy shit, this is starting to go together.
Yeah.
Like, I've got 3 or 4 pieces.
Yeah. Right, I love that.
This is just like, wow, you're mind-blowing. You're like, oh, I'm pumped. But then you go through a period where, like, nothing fits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to give up. It's easy to find that frustration, right?
Right.
But to lose hope.
To lose hope. But like, you know what? No, I got to keep going. Got to keep doing this. Maybe take some time off.
But those are the moments that are absolute fucking best.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens is when it starts to hit again, you get back to that original excitement. Mm-hmm. But after a while of kind of like repeating this process, you get less invested in the puzzle pieces clicking.
Yes.
And get more invested into the actual process of having it all go together.
Yes.
How the puzzle pieces look. Mm-hmm. You know, you start to see things that in your eyes will connect to another puzzle piece. Right. Now you've been looking at it for so long.
Mm-hmm. And feeling this is, the edges.
This is that new garden thing.
Yes.
Where it's like I kind of I have some great awareness on how things fall together.
Yes.
So now I can actually grab things and just click it. That excitement is still there, but it's more like, of course, this is exactly, I knew this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yes. It's more of that satisfying
application.
Well,
yeah. And eyes wide open to the newness.
Than that initial excitement. That's what Coke was talking about. When you see these signs and stuff outside of density, it's not like a great big excitement moment because you've been putting in the work for so long. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, interesting. And then we carry on.
Exactly.
Well, and it goes back to the, like, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And once you feel it, you can't unfeel it. So it reminds me of, you know, back in the day, like when you get, say, like a new car, and then all of a sudden you're driving your new car and you start seeing that car everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you didn't see it until literally it became your car. And then you're like, I didn't know that this many freaking Fiats existed, you know, because you actually have your own, say, like personal experience with that thing. And then it just, you see it more so everywhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, May is this, but it's, if I could cliff note it for everybody, it's number one, accept. Accept yes. that you're in this new garden. Everybody alive is in this new garden. Number two, everybody has seed manipulation. That's number two, is seed manipulation. That's all talked about on my YouTubes. So if you go over there and type in 7 Stars Light Clinic, you'll find all of that. Seed manipulation. I know Becca was in a session with me last night and she was like, what the fuck? And I was like downloading it in real time. And, you know, it's just mind blowing. The graphs that are coming out, the information that's coming out, just that clicking together of why you are the way you are and what has stopped you, what has chokeholded you. And here's the thing, in the new garden, you are going to see and feel your seed manipulation. Why? Because in the old garden, it was just the way you lived. It was so hard for you to separate it out and see it. In the new garden, which like I said, energetically, you know, well over 1 billion people from my information have chosen to transplant themselves in this new garden. So you do have seed manipulation. You are experiencing your lineage within yourself. So I give you that language to have compassion for yourself because you are being something that you're not, but it is in the same sense, it also is who you are. So in our mentoring and our work, that is our life. That is what we're here to do, is help you understand the seed of you so that you can bloom up and start being the creator. Accept, know you have seed manipulation, and really, really, really start gaining this awareness that you already have or don't have to apply consciousness. What is consciousness, you guys? Consciousness is having the awareness, doing the experience, and making a different choice.